Well, hello, lovelies. How you all doing? Well, if you're here, then it must be time for the pub quiz. Hurrah! Grab yourself a pen and paper because you'll need to write your answers down. After the first 10 answers, I'll give you the golden question and your chance to win yourself 25 quid. But before we get on to that glorious excitement, let's have question number one, music. In what position did One Direction finish on The X Factor? Right, here come them ticks. Time's up. Question number two, history. Which British monarch was known as the Mad King? Maureen, start that clock. Maureen, stop the clock. Question number three, around the world, what is the only continent with land in all four hemispheres? And your time starts now. That's all the time you get, I'm afraid. Question number four, entertainment. How many James Bond films has Daniel Craig been in? And you get a bonus point for each one you can name. I hope you're ready, because here comes the clock. Pens down, you're out of time. Bong. Question number five is sport. Brooklyn, graveyard and turkey are all terms used in one sport. Here comes your thinking time, but be quick. Bong. Question number six, music. Which infamous American rock band were the subject of the Netflix biopic, The Dirt? Are you ready? Because here come them beeps. Did you get it? Hard luck if not, because you're out of time. Question number seven, history. What is the name given to the area of Egypt that holds many ancient tombs, including Tutankhamun's? Start that clock. Stop that clock. Question number eight, food and drink. Which of these don't grow on trees? A, bananas, B, figs, or C, elderberries? And the old ticky timer starts now. That's it, that's it. Time is up. Question number nine, entertainment. Who did Britney Spears kiss on stage at the 2003 MTV Video Music Awards? Here comes the clock, but don't think too hard, you'll blow a gasket. If I could turn back time, but I can't, and it's run out. And question number 10, general knowledge. If you saw WC written on a bathroom door, what would it stand for? Well, if it was in this pub, it could stand for pretty much anything, all right. Maureen, are you ready with that clock? That's it, no cheating, your time is up. Don't forget to keep them shout-outs and questions coming in on Twitter at Pete Quiz. Right, my glorious wonders, here come your answers for this week. Let's see who's coming out on top and who's going home with their tail between their legs. Question number one was music. What position did One Direction finish in on The X Factor? They finished third behind Matt Cardle, who won, and Rebecca Ferguson, who came second. Question number two, history. Which British monarch was known as the Mad King? That was King George III, and it's got to be the third. All right. Question number three around the world. What is the only continent with land in all four hemispheres? That is Africa. Question number four, entertainment. How many James Bond films has Daniel Craig been in? He's been in five. They are Casino Royale, Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, Spectre, and No Time to Die. Question number five, sport. Brooklyn, graveyard, and turkey are all terms that are used in what sport? The answer is 10-pin bowling. Question number six, music. Which infamous American rock band were the subject of the Netflix biopic The Dirt? It was, of course, the Mighty Motley Crue. Question number seven, history. What is the name given to the area of Egypt that holds many ancient tombs? It's the Valley of the Kings. Question number eight, food and drink. Which of these don't grow on trees? A, bananas, B, figs, C, elderberries. The answer is A, bananas. Although the banana plant is often called a tree, the banana plant is actually just a really large herb. Question number nine, entertainment. Who did Britney Spears kiss on stage at the 2003 MTV Video Music Awards? That was Madonna. And question number 10, general knowledge. If you saw WC written on a bathroom door, what would it stand for? The answer is water closet. Right, prepare yourselves, because here comes this week's golden question and your chance to win yourself 25 wonderful pounds. Here we go. Are you ready? What is the capital of Brazil? Do you know the answer? Well, 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 looks like you might be in with a chance of winning yourself that lovely money. All you got to do is wait for a little bit, you know, a couple of seconds, and you'll get a little ding in your app that goes with your digital assistant, and just follow the instructions from that. Or if you're listening to the podcast version, the link will be in the show notes below. Good luck, everyone.